coming against her mind. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
We bind you. We bind you. We command you to go in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Marilyn, you want to pray?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And Terry, I want you to know that, you know, unforgiveness is something that I came on me as a child, and it's something that I have battled off and on. And even when you're set free, it'll still try to come and get back on you, but it's just a test. You just keep casting it down. Jesus is the grace of Jesus. Jesus is all grace and truth, it says in the first chapter of John. And his grace is the strength that you have to overcome. I command all this oppression, all this distress, all this discouragement, weariness, heaviness, a spirit of defeat, spirit of failure, hopelessness, giving up. I cast all that down in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
And Father, I was thinking about this today when I was praying. Father, we send forth the holy angels to bind up these spirits that are tormenting Terry. And Father, the chains and the fetters that they have used to try to keep her bound, that the holy angels use those same chains and fetters to bind them up in the authority of the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you and praise you for pouring out a spirit of grace upon our dear sister now. Lord, just an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I cast down all the brain fog, the chaos and the confusion. She has the mind of Christ. Her weapons are not carnal, but mighty in God, to the pulling down of strongholds, to the casting down of every vain imagination, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And Father, she has the victory. Terry, you have the victory. And you're surrounded with the love of Jesus. As Brother Michael was praying, you're surrounded with his love from the throne. You are surrounded with the holy angels that love to do his bidding, and they're fighting on your behalf right now, getting this darkness out of you and off of you. But the spirit of Christ in each and every one of you, the spirit of Father's love, is surrounding you and upholding you as well. And I just thank you, Father. I just want to thank you and praise you for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit tonight, not only on Terry, but on each and every one of us. Father, that Jesus is glorified. The word is glorified by the power of the Holy Spirit here, and that the body is edified. And Father, that the gifts are going to be in operation. And Father, I just thank you for everybody that's here, and that everybody here that is here is blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. We hook our faith up with Marilyn and Julie and Terry. We thank you, Father, that everything that's been prayed has been done right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for putting joy back into it. And I thank you, Lord, for putting peace in her heart. And I thank you, Father, for clearing out all the stuff that's been in her brain today, in her mind today, in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, that now she's focused on you. Her grin is big in Jesus' name, because the joy of the Lord is permeating her in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. I believe it. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing with my sister right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thank you.
All right, dear. You are delivered. Stop. Girl.
That's enough.
What's
you
that?
Got.
Boy, you better straighten up.
I'm sorry, that's me.
That's okay. Putting the boys to bed, are you?
You bet.
Okay. Get the taser out. All right. Well, praise God. Lord, we thank you that the boys are going to go to bed. They're going to have a good time once they get in bed by laying their heads on the pillow and going to sleep all night long. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because I know they're tired. They've been up there swimming all day. I know they got to be tired. Amen. Thank you, Father. Lord, I just thank you for tonight's meeting. Started out great. We got praying done. We're praying in four people. And Father, we just thank you that all our prayers are being answered right now. And I thank you, Lord, that we have the victory against the enemy as well. We know that we have dominion. We have authority. The devil has no weapons against us. They have nothing. They are stripped to the bone where they don't have anything against us. And Father, I thank you for the weapons that you've given us. And that's your authority. And that is the biggest, most powerful weapon in the universe. And we praise you. Matter of fact, it made the universe. Glory to God. Thank you, Father, for all of that authority against the enemy. And we exert it right now in Jesus' name. We command it to stay out of this fellowship. Angels, we thank you for putting a wall around everybody here that nothing, I'm talking about nothing from the enemy, can penetrate in the name of Jesus. That everybody here is going to have a real good time tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, that the people that have been in, the victims that have been in bondage are coming back. The chains have been broken, and they're coming back in Jesus' name. And I thank you for it, Father. I'm not talking about just here. I'm talking about around the world. And I praise you for it, Father. Thank you, Lord, that thousands, if not millions, will be set free this week in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for breaking the head of the enemy in Jesus' name. All right. Anybody got a prayer they want to pray? Yeah, Julie.
Father, I love you. I praise you, God. I thank you for who you are and what you've done and what you've given us. I thank you, God, that we already have the victory. Lord, I thank you for all the goodness that you have been showing us, all the revelations you've been giving the body. And Lord, thank you, Father, for the strength that you give each and every one of us to fight and to overcome all the tactics of the enemy that are assailing our minds, putting evil thoughts, unforgiving thoughts, accusing all kinds of witchcraft and factious thoughts, all kinds of unforgiving thoughts, just vain imaginations and conversations and all manner of evil that the enemy is assailing our minds with. And we cast down all of this assignments of this malice, the hate, the unforgiveness, the accusing, the enemy's tactics of jealousies and competitions and paranoia, suspicion, and just lies, slanderous lies against one another. And I thank you, Lord, that we have the victory over this. And we know we have to discern our thoughts. Father, I pray for grace for everyone to really discern their thoughts and knowing what the enemy is doing and trying to pollute their minds with this garbage. And they don't accept it against themselves, against anybody. And I thank you, Lord, for the victory we have over this evil that keeps, it's already defeated, Lord. And I thank you for these trials that we're going through. I know we have the victory. I thank you, Lord, for giving everybody the strength and the wisdom and the grace and the ability to keep their focus on you and on the promises and use the armor that you've given us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the love you've put in our hearts for each other. And to be obedient to your word in all things. I thank you, Lord, for the body that prays and intercedes for each other and what you're doing in the hearts of each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord, for preparing your bride for when you come, that she is spotless and she is ready. She's ready ready to do what you called her to do for such a time as this, and that we're all going to be there, and that we have the faith for that for each other and for ourselves, Lord, because it's all by grace. None of us can earn it. None of us can be good enough. None of us can ever get everything right. Thank you, Lord, for delivering us from our enemies and all that hate us. And they are defeated, and we have the victory. And we praise you, Lord, for these victories. We praise you, Lord, for bringing down our enemies globally, Lord, that we can walk in the freedom that you gave us. And thank you, Lord, for the tools you've given us and how you're equipping us and preparing us with this, Lord, so we'll be ready to do this to the end and endure to the end. We thank you, Lord, and I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, we thank you for everything she prayed to, Father. All right, Joe, go ahead, brother.
The Lord told me to share this here. I got a fantastic couple of days until yesterday afternoon. I was busy reading and studying, praying. And I looked at the clock and I see it's already late. And I have a couple of things I have to do. And I did the things. And after a while, I come in back and I start reading again. When the Lord show me in a couple of visions. I'm not going to go into detail. Show me in a couple of visions. There's no connection between me and him. When I ask him, what was that? And he says to me, he showed me what I understand is there's nothing, and I mean nothing more important than staying in the Word. Nothing else. Nothing. Not eating. Not anything else. Nothing is more important than staying in the Word. And he showed me last night before I go to bed, but I couldn't sleep. So he showed me I'm very close. I was very, very close to being a big black hole. And I don't want to get there. And I don't want to do that. And I ask for forgiveness and I pray about it and I ask for his grace and he showed me his grace and he told me now to share it. It's for me, but to everybody, there's nothing and absolutely nothing, not eating more important than getting in connection with God. All I can say now is thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for keeping me humble on this time. I'm so close to everything. I don't want to lose it now. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love for my brethren as well. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that word, Joe. It's vital at this time we're in. It's vital. That goes along with everything we've been here too. Lord, we just thank you for doing that for everybody here that doesn't understand. There's nothing more important right now than getting close to you. And we do that by in the Word and praying with you. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. I ask you to bless Joe tonight, big time. Lord, love on him all night long, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Amen. Oh, my. Joe, you got a big old angel right there behind you. On your right-hand shoulder. Praise God. You see that, Tiana? No, I do. I see it. Praise God. Thank you, Father. All right, anybody else? Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, Julie.
Joe, thank you for sharing that. That kind of just confirmed something the Lord was sharing with me last night, too. And I was reading something and how the Lord just in general, the Lord was just saying he wants me to have eyes only for him, that he is jealous for me. And I just believe that's for all of us. He's jealous for us. He wants our undivided attention.
I That kind of convicts me, Julie, today, because I spent 2 hours down in the stupid kitchen making them stupid cabbage rolls that didn't work.
Gotta eat.
tough as a boot, man. I'm telling you, that cabbage just turned to leather. Lord, I understand now. I ain't gonna do that no more. Thank you, Jesus. I forgive me, Lord, for doing that. Yeah, no. What he was doing was showing me that, boy, this ain't gonna work because you ain't in my word. Amen. All right. And I laugh, but that's a serious business. It really is. It's serious business. I'm going to get some baloney down there, stick it in the thing, and David can get what he wants. Amen. All right. Who's next? Who needs to pray? Lord, I'll tell you what. Well, yeah. Yeah, amen. I know y'all can cook a whole lot better than I can. My first trip, probably my last in that garden. All right, I do want to do this. I want to just thank you, Lord, for the air that I breathe. I want to thank you, Lord, for the house that I live in. I want to thank you, Lord, that you bless every piece of food that goes into my mouth with nourishment and nutrients, all that I need for myself, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for the water that I drink. It's blessed and it's pure as a driven snow. And Father, I thank you that everything that you do for us is for our benefit. And I thank you, Father, for all of my lovely friends here, my brothers and sisters here too, Lord, that you're going to bless them and mightily here shortly. God, Lord, God, on Sunday, if we only knew, could just see a little picture of the things he has in store for us. Father, I just praise you and I glorify you. And Lord, place it in our hearts to run after you full speed. And I thank you for that, Lord. Nothing needs to get in our way to running after you, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Anybody else? You know, the Lord, I was thinking today, you know, we ought to just thank God for everything. I thank God for my shoes. The ones that I've been wearing for years that trying to come out the side, but that's okay. They're comfortable. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I praise you for it. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody want to pray or praise? Amen. Yeah, Marissa. Hey, girl. Haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, everybody.
There she. Hey, you got the sun behind you, girl. That's good.
It is beautiful out here in Kentucky. So I wanted to jump on and share. I shared with Julie over the weekend or on Friday. I have an awesome testimony, and I kind of just want to also just kind of say, like, I felt a little attacked today just by the enemy and by fear and stuff like that. And so, like, what better way than to just, like, share an awesome praise and to be joyful in the Lord. And it's crazy what I'm about to share with you. Like, you think I shouldn't have any, like, fear because the Lord has answered such a huge prayer. But I guess if you guys could just stand with me and believe that, nope, that just, like, Job is saying, like, staying in his word and believing what it says. And so anyway, so you guys know you've been praying for me and Jared and our baby, Jesse. And, so the last time that I shared, we had an MRI and they weren't sure if there was like a left lung lobe and they were seeing this, you know, issue with his diaphragm and all of his like abdominal organs were up in his chest and things like that. And they had labeled him kind of as like the severe category of what he was dealing with. And, you know, we have been praying with you guys and believing and focusing on his word. And, we didn't really even share it with our family and, just to not like open in the invitation of fear and things like that. And so We've just been trying to stay in his word, and the Lord has really like helped us get rid of a lot of distractions just by getting in his word. And, you know, even just like Jared and I getting closer with each other and getting closer to the Lord and everything like that. It's truly been amazing. I mean, even that in itself is like a miracle. And, well, anyway, so Friday we had our like 32 week, repeat MRI where they wanted to kind of establish like a birth plan and things like that. And praise God, he's got a left lung lobe, and they said his right lung is like double the size what it had been, and that like babies typically with what, you know, they say Jesse, what they're seeing, like they typically say that like right lung it doesn't really get bigger, it's kind of stable, or it declines and stuff, but his was getting bigger, and they were so, you know, encouraged, and it was awesome. We got to like thank the Lord in front of them, and we got to share our faith with a couple other doctors during that day because we had a ton of other appointments. And the Lord is just so merciful and gracious and like meeting us where our faith is. And, you know, we really held on to this, the faith, the size of a mustard seed. And I just want to give all the glory to the Lord that this baby is healed. We're still believing he's completely restored, and the Lord didn't even have to show us on that MRI that there was a left lung. He didn't have to show us that there's any improvement because we still believe it, but we already know the end goal that Jesse's healed. But it was just so encouraging that it was just such a beautiful thing to see like God show us that here in the, you know, in the natural right now. But we already know, like, you know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And so he didn't have to do that, but praise the Lord. It was just so beautiful. And we were just so thankful. And so, they've got me scheduled to be induced, on August 7th. And I have, you know, I have peace about it. And I'm just so thankful. The Lord's just really, put in our hearts to just keep relying on him, and, you know, Lord willing, it could even be sooner than that or whatever. The Lord is sovereign, and he's in control of it all. And we're just going to keep putting our trust in him and things. And so I just want to praise the Lord, and we're so thankful and we're so joyful that Jesse's healed. We can't wait for him to be here. And I'm just thankful that you guys are praying with us and believing with us, and just thank the Lord. Amen. And sorry, my oven's going off telling me my pasta's done. Sorry if you can hear that beeping.
Amen. Lord, we just thank you that Jesse's okay. He's more than okay. Thank you, Father, for Jesse growing up out of all of that stuff, and you showing us all the way that encouraging things that we need to know sometimes. We thank you, Father, that Marissa and Jared are holding in on their faith, and we praise you for it, Father, because now we're seeing the results. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yes, he is, Jenny. He's perfect. All right, anyone else? Yeah, Phil.
Hey, I wanted to share a quick testimony. So since I think about July 4th, our deep freezer in the garage has sounded an alarm that the temperature in it was raising too rapidly. And I did a little research and found out that this could be a compressor issue or a sealing issue with the seal. Anyways, none of that has proven to be true by faith and in the natural as well. It's a new freezer and the seal looks great. So anyways, yesterday I got fed up with it because it kept doing it again. So I went into the garage and I laid hands on it and I commanded all of this false alarms to cease, and that the refrigerator, whatever's causing this alarm to go off, to cease, and the refrigerator to be restored or the freezer to be restored. And so today I happened to remember my claims, and I went to the freezer and the alarm had stopped and the temperature was right on. And we celebrated by praising the Lord, and we shared it with the kids too. Well, 15 minutes ago, I was out there thinking about sharing this testimony, and I hear a beep beep. But the Lord is so good, because we cannot do these things without his grace. And so I went out there And I rebuke the enemy for trying to mess with the freezer again. And I am standing on the victory that that thing is restored and there is no issue. And I'm not falling for the symptoms again. So, and I'm sharing this testimony because the beeping started when I was thinking of sharing the testimony. So we know how the enemy works. So praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Holy God. Thank you, Jesus. I've got a little testimony to share also. You just reminded me of ours, Lana. Y'all remember the thing about the pump here some months ago that we had the problem with the broken line coming into the house, the water line? Well, the thing was working great for months, working great. And then when all this stuff broke out, the water shut off. Now, what is this? So we went to war. Nothing. So we kind of figured out that it was the enemy trying to steal our wonderful testimony about the water. So we buckled down. We went to praying and praising God for the victory, kicking the devil's teeth out and all that kind of stuff. And, but nothing was happening, you know. Here we are having a tote water of two stores to flush the commode and that kind of thing. And, well, anyway, we started going to men. Because you know how men are, they get a little desperate when they ain't got automatic water. Anyway, we did that, we tried that for a couple of days. This is over the 4th of July holiday. And I said, there ain't nothing going to happen because these people are on vacation. They out at the lake or whatever. And we're going to stay. I said, we both agreed to just pray and believe God without worrying about man anymore. So we did. And the water just kind of trickled back on just a little bit more. Well, I'd have to take a shower. I'd have to wet down. Shut the water off, soap down, turn it back on, get the soap off, you know, that kind of thing. Like a Navy shower.
Nothing.
What's that, Isaac?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was asking for a napkin. I apologize.
Anyway, it just started coming back more and more and more and more. And now we got water again. Praise God. Without any man's help. God just helped us, and we thank you, Father, for doing that for us. We praise you, Father, that we've got complete good water now in Jesus' name. That's okay, Isaac. I know you didn't know you were unmuted. Yeah, go ahead, Morgan, or Geneva, or both of you.
Hey, so I have a praise as well, and, you know, me and Marissa, which Marissa knows, but we've been praying about it a lot. And it's crazy because it's like we both received, you know, her healing and my blessing at the same time. So, but we got a house. So thank you, Jesus. We have a house, and it's a rental house, but it doesn't matter. It's a home. So thank you, Lord. And it's crazy how it happened because, so Marissa, every time I talked to her, you know, she was like, well, Geneva, the Lord can do anything regardless of, you know, finances, credit, like this and that, you know, yada, 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 the world's ways. And she was like, we just got to continue to trust in him because who knows, somebody could just say something to you or see something or, you know, anything of that sort. And anyways, so just praying and trusting the Lord. And I was looking online and I found this one, and it was a little bit more expensive than what we wanted to pay. And Morgan was open to going and looking at it. And at first I thought the lady who was showing it was like really nice, polite and helpful. And she was. And, you know, we went there and I felt really good about it. And so I was like, okay, I think maybe this is going to work out. Well, we get back home and then Morgan's brother just happened to be looking on Facebook. And he saw this rental for like almost $300 less bigger and didn't need credit, didn't need any of this stuff. And he was just like, oh man, he's like, look at this. And when I first saw it, I was kind of like, oh, okay, well, I kind of have my eyes set on this one, but okay. So anyways, I called the guy and he was kind of hard to get a hold of. And we kept going back and forth playing phone tag. And then finally, like, I just texted him. And so he was like, okay, well, we can meet up and go look at it. And, so the whole time I'm waiting to hear back if we're approved or not for this other one. And like the lady made it sound like we were good to go. Like she just had to check a few things and we'd be good. And so, in the meantime, we go look at this other one. And I was just praying, like, I pray that the Lord just give me a heart change, you know, as to not worry about appearances or even pride as far as, like, this might sound goofy, but like a neighborhood or something of that sort. Cause I know the Lord has his hand over us no matter where we go. And, you know, in the town here where we live, it's kind of, you kind of got some better parts than others and things of that sort. And so I was just like, Lord, if there's any pride in my heart, you know, get it out because I want to be where you want me to be. And I know you're going to keep us safe and I know you're going to give us exactly what we need, the perfect thing. And you've been, you know, we've been living with family for 4 months and you know, our struggles and also our praises. And we just thank you for what we have. And that's what we've been doing. And so I just said that prayer and I meant it. And, anyways, so we go see this house, this other house that my brother had seen on Facebook. And, I walked in and I just got this feeling. I was like, this feels right. And so we go in the backyard. And the backyard has an entrance into our favorite park. Like, it's a big park in Owensboro. Micah loves playing there. We'd go play there all the time. And I didn't even know that it had that. And it's, you know, great walking trail, you know, beautiful trees, this and that. And I saw it and I was like, man, and I can't believe that this is like several hundred dollars less. And so I was like, I asked the guy, I was like, so yeah, I was like, can we get this? Like we'd love to take this. And, you know, I totally forgot about the other one. And he was like, well, he was like, I have other people interested in it. He was like, and then he just kind of looked at me and I remember I was just kind of sitting like poor puppy dog, like, please no, but I'm dying to get out of this basement. No, trying to, keep myself with it, but, so, he was like, you know what? He's like, if you want it, we'll rent it to you. And I right then was like, gosh, thank you, Lord. And he looked at Micah and he was like, you know, I know it'll be good for this little one too. And so like, it's crazy how the Lord just like moved his heart right then. And then also, you know, in the process of all this changed my heart. And funny thing is the lady got back with us later and said that we weren't approved for the other one. So. So the Lord knew that this house was meant for us. And, you know, just super thankful. Like we've been going to the park, like seriously 3 times a day. So,
awesome.
Yeah. So it's just super thankful right now. And, you know, Lord's been good and he's also working us through some other things, but, I know, you know, he's going to get us through. So I'm just so thankful.
Have y'all already moved in there?
We did, and we are still unpacking.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless that house in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for running out all the demons, whoever left there, left behind. They ain't left behind anymore. They got to go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for blessing Geneva and Morgan's house and little Micah's house, too, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Lord of God.
Oh, and I meant to add this. Morgan had told me, a week before, he said, Geneva, he said, I have a feeling. He goes, we're going to find something this week. He goes, and it's going to be under, he's like, it's going to be under $1,000. I know it. And at first I was like, what? Cause right now you can't find anything like that. And then, you know, also too, just the fact of just finding something. But, you know, I was like, well, Lord, if my husband spoke it, then I'm going to believe it. You know, and I know you're going to speak through him, and that's what happened. And that's exactly what happened. So praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy upon us. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Anyone else? Thank you, Geneva. That was a wonderful testimony. Anybody else got a testimony? Praise report? Prayer? A song? Yeah, Missy.
I could use some prayer. Attacked in my body yesterday. And I, you know, just fought through it. And, you know, I got up this morning and I felt much better. And then the enemy tried to attack me in the same way again. And also attack me in my lower back and my legs are just, anyway. So I just like to come against that. Get you all to agree with me. I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that for these trials, Lord. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, that by your stripes, I am healed and I'm delivered and I'm not under the curse. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that is true for each and every one of us, Lord. And I just command, any witchcraft that's coming against me to go in the name of Jesus. I cast down all pain and whatever the enemy's trying to put on me, all the lying symptoms to go in the name of Jesus. It's not mine. And I praise you and I thank you, Lord, that I am healed and I'm delivered. And I command this feeling of exhaustion and tiredness to go in the name of Jesus. That's not mine either. And I praise you, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, for your mighty, 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 mighty power in each and every one of us, Lord, and the authority that you've given us, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for restoration to all our bodies. In Jesus' name, praise you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for healing her back in Jesus' name. Lord, it's not going to happen now, another time.
All pain must go in my body.
Amen.
Jesus, you bore it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God. Go ahead, Phil.
So Missy was sharing, and I was reminded of Pop Blessing because she was here July 1st, and we were talking about coffee. And I was like, nah, I'm probably not addicted, you know, probably not. It doesn't sound like I could be addicted to coffee. But so Missy left, and I'm sitting there thinking, man, there's only one way to find out. I got to stop drinking coffee. So I stopped drinking coffee. Well, I had that cup that evening, and I have no problem sleeping with coffee in my system. None whatsoever. I can drink it and go to bed. And I was like, that's probably not a good thing. But anyway, so July 2nd rolls around and I'm like, okay, I'm starting my no coffee, you know, fast, right? No caffeine. So yeah, no tea, no coffee. Unless it's herbal tea, right? Caffeine free. Anyway, July 2nd, I was fine. July 3rd, I started feeling kind of funny. And I was like, I don't know. I don't think it's coffee. It doesn't make sense. July 4th, I was like a zombie. It was weird. It was so weird. I had this headache, but it wasn't like a typical headache. It was different. And I got the sick feeling in my stomach. And I was like, man, this is not good. I was praying. I was like, Lord, forgive me. I am on this caffeine drug and my body wants it bad. Like I was sick. I wasn't puking or anything, but I was like sick in my stomach. And the fifth rolled by and it was better. And then today, praise the Lord, I'm symptom free. I haven't had a caffeine since the first. I think, you know, everything in moderation, right? But I was drinking, you know, at least one, if not two cups a day. So I don't even know, you know, it says be sober minded, right? Caffeine doesn't really, it increases your sobriety, right? Supposedly. So I don't know, maybe we could dissect that topic a little bit. You know, is caffeine an issue for us or not? Because it does affect you if you don't drink it, right? I found that out the hard way. I was like, well, thanks to Missy. She made a comment. I was like, no, I'm probably not addicted. And then I was like, wait a minute. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He took me through that. And, you know, it's like anything in life. It can control you, you know, from demons to caffeine to anything in life, really. But I just praise the Lord that Missy woke me up to that. And I think I'm better off. I'm no longer having headaches. I'm no longer dependent on it. I'm wide alert, focused. I don't need caffeine. So praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, Theo, I just came off of, me and Fender just came off a sugar fast. No sugar whatsoever. And that didn't bother me. Didn't bother me. But one thing bothered me. I was used to having one Coke a day. Not the big Coke, but just a little 12-ounce Coke, you know, the can. And I guess I missed that more than did anything, because I'd drink it about 9 o'clock, you know, after the meeting, and settle back and read the Bible and drink my Coke. I tell you what, I was so glad I could get back to my Coke today. But that's the only thing that bothered me. I didn't, nothing else bothered me. Even the cookie jar didn't bother me, you know, because I could walk, I couldn't walk past the cookie jar. You know, I got to get one then, you know, if I can buy the cookie and I'm okay, you know, but it didn't bother me. The Coke bothered me. That's got caffeine in it, doesn't it? I think it does. Yeah, I think it does. That might have been what it was. But so does tea, but I didn't miss my tea, not my tea. I kept watching Brandy, he's in here now, or he was. Brandy, drinking my tea down in the refrigerator. I said, look at here. No, that didn't bother me at all. But the Coke bothered me. But praise God. He made it through it. No problems. I know Samuel did too. He kind of taunted me a while ago with a cookie about that big. That thing was big as a pie. But that's okay. We made it. Praise God. Yeah, go ahead, son.
Yeah, I regret eating that cookie. I reckon I could have gone a year without sugar. It didn't taste as good as I remember.
They never do, do they? I know. Yeah, you know, and I went to the cookie jar this afternoon also, but I have these little Sunday pecan cookies, you know, and I went in there and got it. And it wasn't near as good as I had imagined it would be. You're right. We can do without a lot of things, can't we? Yeah, Missy. Thanks, I can't do without y'all, though.
Thanks to Lana and Theo, but mostly Lana talking about carbs and sugar and everything. I actually watched this video about, Merle didn't want to hear it, but he heard it by default. He says, that's one you don't need to play. Dr. Bergs went on sugar. He says, after you listen to this, you won't want to eat sugar, so you better get your last dose. But anyway, and it's just like, oh my gosh, It's like I went to Sam's today and I needed a couple of things, and I was looking for like protein and good things to eat that aren't carb, and I found this Russell Stover sugar-free candy made with stevia. But then after I started looking at it, two small pieces of like chocolate candies, there's 18 carbs in it. I'm like, what? Forget this. And I put it back. But you know, it's just like after watching that video, and like, I wouldn't say I haven't had any sugar, but I haven't had any like sweets. Like I had some baked beans and try my best not to eat all the syrupy stuff that goes with it and stuff, you know. And I know it, I don't want to be legalistic with it, you know, that you absolutely can't have any sugar. Well, like for a couple of days until the last of the tea was drank that had sugar in it, but that's low sugar compared to what how a lot of people drink it. But anyway, but I was in Sam's day and it just made me sick, you know. What Lord was really showing me how is our eating habits are so much of the world, the carbs and the sugars, and it's just like, oh my gosh. And it just looking at everything just made me half like bleh, you know, when I was really thinking about it, because it wasn't just the stomach blah, but just the thought of how the world has conditioned us. You know, how we can be so much in the world with our eating and all the processed stuff and all the pre-made stuff. And it's just like, just really grossed me out. So anyway, I just wanted to share that, you know. Thanks, Lana. But anyway, no, it's a good thing, because like, and I'm like thinking that maybe part of the reason why I wasn't feeling the greatest today, you know, because I was just like, was maybe the fact that the sugar thing and the low carb and everything that I've been on like for the past like 3 days or whatever is like a withdrawal kind of thing. I don't know if your body goes through a withdrawal kind of thing with really cutting down on sugar and carbs, but it's like, help me get past this. You know, it's like, I love salads, but the salads I've been eating weren't as like carb filled as what they used to be, you know? And it's not like it's a lot of carbs, but anyway, it just, so I'm trying to be, balanced with it, not be legalistic with it, you know. But I don't know if that's had an effect on me, is why I kind of like felt horrible today or not, you know. And but anyway, so thank you, Lord, you got us in our eating, Lord. Because yeah, there is a, you know, it's amazing. Our eating, you know, how much it affects our health. And no, we know we have our food is blessed and so on. But when you understand, you know, what you're putting in your body really isn't as healthy as what you thought it was, you know, there's a balance there. So praise you, Lord. Amen.
The word says to eat what's put in front of you.
Yeah.
Bless it and eat it.
Right.
All the way from bologna to lobster. All right. I just spit the carbs and the sugar out. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, absolutely, Geneva. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Anybody else? Tonight, we're going to talk about Christian music. What is good to listen to and what is not. Now I'm going to open up the floor. Has anybody got any thoughts on what's good and what's bad? Let me just start it out like this. Should we be listening to music from a band that belongs to a church that promotes LGBTQRST and all of them kind of things? Yeah, Andrew.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, because we have this new double system here. We're just testing it out. Anyway.
Amen. A couple of DJs.
Well, I bought the thing, so because we only got one port for this, and I bought a splitter, so it works. But I didn't know if the mic would work. Anyways, no, I don't think we're supposed to listen to anything that has a...
I didn't hear you. You faded off there.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good.
As long as you keep your face toward the screen, we can hear you.
I'll do that.
Okay.
No, I don't think we should listen to that per se. I believe that we should write down the words to some of these music that we like to hear. And I think we should praise the Lord ourselves with our own lungs and our own voices. Listening is good. Singing along sometimes is good. But we never know what, some people could be ignorant in some things too, you know, and their brothers and sisters. We don't want to catch anything. I guess that's the way I think of it sometimes because, you know, knowing what we know here at UBM, some people don't know those things. And I always wondered about that. You know, that's just a question. You know, but the things you do know for sure, and if a church is going to license something that doesn't agree with his word, like in Romans chapter 1 or in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, then we shouldn't really go with that because that's a very dark spirit. They should know better because I think that with the law, they know what these churches know, what is holy and what is not. I don't see how they could be that far off anyway. But you know, some of the old songs, you know, Be Thou My Vision is from the 1500s. That's a pretty good song. You know, and there's can you get my music over there? There's also What a Friend We Have in Jesus, because that one shows us with our praise. He's talking about prayer there too a lot in that song. It goes into those verses. Just to show you, I was singing Washed in the Blood of Jesus today. And the Lord said, Andrew, when you start your study today, because I would usually praise the Lord before I started the study, he told me to go to chapter 2 of John and read the Canaan, water to wine, over again. And it sort of followed through, and also the chapter I was supposed to read, because I read the Bible from Matthew to Revelation, and then start over again and again, also came in on the chapter I was reading in my regular study. So it showed us some pretty good things there, you know, on how it related to the song I was listening to. And of course, there was a lot of signs, you know, had to do with a lot of signs that the Lord was showing me in the song and in the water to wine sign because he calls it a sign, and I was told that that's like an omen, something to come. A sign is something like you see on the highway, the curve, and also that's a sign that's supposed to be for your life too, because it's this is the word of life. Or anyways, with my worship stuff that I copied down, I usually put verses on the side too that kind of help you to worship. But the listening to worship is nice, but doing it is you're getting in your altar, and you're trying to stay in that altar of to attain grace to remind us to that we're in the presence of God. We're worshiping Him, and sometimes our minds might wander, and if you have little notes there saying, you're in the altar here, Andrew, remember what you're trying to do here. You're praising God. And some of it sounds like a prayer, too, and asking for submission of these things. Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart, you know, and all the other verses there. And that song, and if you get to be a pretty good singer, actor, your voice kind of improves a bit as you praise God. And I think to be fully active is it's not a concert, but you can sing along. But to sing along with someone who's wrong, I don't know. It almost seems to me like you're agreeing with that person, you're making it think that there's nothing wrong there. Now, I do. It does burden my heart sometimes when I see all these young people singing, and I go, Lord, how many of them need more of you? And this is all they're really, because I heard of that, you know, all they want to do is praise God and sing the music all the time. And they're not in the word, they're just singing, and they're drawn to it. And that's a beginning. So I think you have to participate. I think there has to be a time there where people have to actually look at the words and see what they're actually praising God with, because repetition is not what he wants. He wants it from the heart. Anyway, I do want to pose a question there. What about these people who might be slightly off, close neighbors, as those who are very far neighbors and are worshiping God? So I don't know fully. I might not be saying things right, because there might be some people there who are really worshiping with all their heart that they can, because they're being drawn by God also. And they're not saved yet even. Or they might come to salvation, and they might change churches, like I'm sure many of us have here. So glory to God for this anyway. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Yeah, that was. One of the things that I will relate this to you. I've seen demons come out from people who play good music local here before. And those demons were wrecking havoc in the fellowship. A good song. It's just that the person that was playing the music was demon possessed. And the demons were following the music out and getting on people. We put out fires from him for days after that. So that reminded me of why we should not listen to the bands that we know are in great doctrinal error, like the promoting Satan in a Grammy Award meetings. We had a band, a well-known and well-liked band, that went in there and performed with them. what you're doing, you're promoting satanic worship. Now, having said that, like Andrew said, you can take the lyrics and the music and do it yourself, or have another band that you know is good, because if the lyrics is biblical, we've done that, and it's okay. And I'll tell you something else. We've got a group that a lot of people like. It's two guys, and they've noted that they are Masons. I'll tell you something about the Masons. The people on the lower echelon of the Masons don't know what the higher echelon are doing. They don't have a clue what they're into. Once you get up at a higher place in the Masonic Lodge, you are worshiping Satan. But down in the lower echelon, there's a lot of Baptists that are Masons. And they don't understand that. They don't understand why people don't, you know, some people don't care much for them. It's because they're ignorant to the fact of what's going on in the Masonic fraternity. And I think it's all right if they're in ignorance. They're not going to, you know, they're worshiping God like they know how. They got some good songs. And I know that Brooklyn, what is that? Name of that Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Is that it? Okay, good. They play a lot of their songs too, and that's great. It's great. But that's my take on it. All right, anybody else want to talk about music and what we should and should not listen to? I've literally seen the demons come off of guitars from people who were demonically a faction, that faction demon will come right off them guitars and jump out their own folks. Yeah, Phil or Lana.
Hey, I wanted to share a little experience I had with music. So before we moved to Madisonville, and we used to listen to a lot of Russian Christian music. And because that's what I grew up with, that's what my mind is conditioned to and ingrained with. And so I never paid attention to the doctrines of these songs. I mean, I know that many, many of the Pentecostal Slavics that we worshiped with in the past no longer believe in the flyaway doctrine, but there are so many songs that we consistently listen to that still promote it. But it's because these groups are Christian and they're trusted and they have been singing for decades. We continue to play their albums nonstop. And when Theo and I started switching to listen more to American or worship music in the American language, it was much easier to pick up wrong doctrine because my brain is not conditioned to let it fly through me. And now that we've been listening to praise and worship in the English language, when I go back to the Russian music, so much of it stands out as just full of bad doctrine. And these songs are beautiful. These songs are in my subconscious almost, so to speak. But they're coming out because I am no longer being conditioned to that daily. And so that was a very interesting experience. And though I love this old music, and I also noticed that when I do turn it on, it brings back a lot of familiar spirits that really want to put you into those old moods that you just want to get comfortable in. And I can't do that. I know I can't do that. And that goes along with, you know, visiting any of the old churches we used to go to, agreeing to visit friends at their churches. It's a no-go by the grace of God. But it was interesting to see that shift and realize how conditioned I've been to all this. So praise the Lord.
Can I ask a question about the Russian church where y'all came out of? Was that a close-knit group? assigned primarily to that church and not no other? Or do they promote, one church going to another church and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah. They did bounce around and visit churches.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Not like every other holiday, probably. The holidays, everybody visited each other. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the harvest festivals.
Yeah.
The Christmas, the New Year's, all the youth would get together and have a big party. And all the churches would join in, even though there was so much faction between them all.
That's why I asked. I didn't know if they could stand each other. Let me ask you another question. One more question. Do they primarily speak Russian when they gather like that? Or is it just a mixture?
It's mostly Russian. Some do speak Ukrainian. Some learn Ukrainian, but mostly it's Russian. Yeah.
It depends on the leadership. Some are, if the membership is primarily Ukrainian, there will be mostly, if not all Ukrainian. If it's mixed, it's Russian, Belarusian.
Yeah, there are some Ukrainian churches.
Yes, they're very, very proud of their nationality.
I see. I couldn't tell the difference between Ukrainian and Russia. I'd have thought that was all the same.
Well, she was born in Ukraine. I was born in Russia, so figure it out.
Uh-oh. Line up the tanks, boy.
Oh, we do every day.
No, you don't. Praise God. Well, that's interesting. Praise God. Well, I was raised in a very liberal church that was run by a bunch of Jezebels. And the old red hymnal was what we used. And there were some good songs in there, but most of them were just dead as a hammer. All right. Anyone else? One church I was in, well, actually, every Baptist church I've ever been in, they get really fired up on victory in Jesus. That's one of their get up out the seat songs. And that's a good song. I like it, but it's old after a while. Go ahead, Andrew.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, Ben.
Hi. This was a very, from the previous church that I used to go to, it's just a very common saying. Before we started our little worship sessions, it was, let's set the mood and the feeling for the Holy Spirit. And to me, that never really sat right, but I kind of just played along with the music because I feel like they were trying to like get their feelings involved and their emotion when really, from what I know now, is worship is supposed to be about, worshiping God, giving him the glory, we're pressing in to his spirit and just worshiping him. But they were trying to make it about like trying to boost their own emotion and make themselves look good. And their music was loud. It's a very like modern church. It's like, but it was Hillsong pretty much. And, they were described as the church that was like a nightclub. And I was just like, oh. And then that was sort of the time when I also started realizing, like, this church is different from what my dad used to teach me when I was a kid. And it was just, it was like a concert pretty much on Wednesday nights with all the music and the band and smoke, and it's just smoke. Occasionally they would use the smoke machines, and I don't know what that reference was, but it was just it was all about like making their ministry look good instead of doing what the worship was supposed to be, which was total complete like worship unto God. And it's just, they tried to set the mood for the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit isn't a mood. It's our being, it's who we are. And it's, that's what it's supposed to be. Anyways, that's all I wanted to add. Just try and keep, it's not supposed to be an emotional or feeling thing. It's a what thing? Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's supposed to be about our submission to the Lord. Like, yeah. I'm having a hard time trying to put the words in my mouth, but I'm sure y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we do. We know. We've seen it on TV. The smoke and all of that stuff and run around on the stage. Okay. Anyone else? Let me ask a question if nobody's got anything to add about what we should and shouldn't have like listened to. What kind of music should we listen to? Can I answer that? I'll answer that. Go ahead, Ben. I want you to answer.
Well, pretty much anything that gives the glory to God. Like a lot of songs out there are people's personal testimonies, which aren't bad. But, you know, that's what it's supposed to be all about. You know, the angels said they love the Revelation song, you know, and glory to the Lamb, you know. It's all about him, you know. It's not supposed to be a hangout session. It's supposed to be about him. Anyways, glory to God.
Yeah, that was the guy that had gone to heaven a number of times said that. Yeah, that's right, Barbara. Anything that glorifies the Lord. Can I add one little caveat to that? Not a caveat, it's just one more thing to that. And I think the whole band ought to get together, and they do here, get together and pray and find out what God wants to play. And that's always works. It always works. And what I am heartened about our band, they're getting better every time they get together. They are. They're getting better every day. And it's wonderful to watch. But they hadn't got every praise by Hezekiah Walker down yet. They said something about some key changes. And I said, that's no excuse. I think he said there was 3 different key changes in that song. I said, okay. But anyway, some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you don't. I don't know. It's probably a difficult way to play it. I don't know. But anyway, we'll get it all worked out. But we're playing new songs every week. They are. They're playing. They're learning new songs. Got a new song book. Lord of God. It's, did you get one of those new ones? Awesome. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Andrew.
Well, you know, sometimes you're praising God and in the praise, it's almost like you're asking, making it a prayer also, like the Be Thou My Vision song, you know, like you're requesting and making statements like, O Lord of my heart, and Thou be my best thought by day or by night, waking or sleeping, Thy presence, Thy light, you know, and you know, the light there is the glory, you know. I just put 2 Corinthians 3:18 beside that one. And you know, you're requesting things, and it's kind of like you're praying and making statements about the Lord to glorify him at the same time. So I don't know why you would not just
want to sing along with something like that, seeing as this is something you want to do and something you want to have. You know? I do like the one there, what a friend we have in Jesus, because it says a lot's about prayer. It's a song about prayer. How you should glorify God through prayer. It says, you know, what a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Kind of when you're worshiping, it reminds you of praying, making your petitions and supplications to the Lord. So perhaps right after that song, you might get into a prayer afterwards. And it'll remind you of things that you might want to pray for. So that's why, it's like a double plus. Whereas if you're just listening to it, you might not vocalize it as your voice in agreement and your voice to worship and your voice in petition because sometimes these prayers will make you, these worship songs will even make you examine yourself too, as you say it, as you profess it to the Lord, and as you are making these requests of Him in song, in prayer, in your altar, to give thanks also. You know, we thank the Lord in prayer for many things, and we praise Him and say, "Praise God, thank you, Lord, glory to God." And we want to attain more of His glory this way. And that's how I look at it with the power behind the worship, because you know the praisers go out first in battle, so there, it's a battle song, and it's to use your sword at the same time singing sword. Anyway, so praise and glory to God, all for the songs, for the hearts of the people who came up with the words, and to find the words in the verses in the Bible, what it reminds you of. And there's quite a plethora of verses that you could come up with, you know, just for one song phrase.
Amen, Andrew. Thank you. Go ahead, Theo. I thought that's what I saw a while ago.
Hey, I wanted to share something that I've experienced with my boys in regards to music and song. So I try to play a lot of music at home all the time. And if the boys request something, I'll definitely turn it on. It teaches children so much, and they're like sponges. So what better to pick up than, you know, songs about Jesus? And it's wonderful to hear them sing along with songs that they love, because then I know they're learning. But nothing beats when they are in the mood, or even led of the Lord, like they were tonight, and start singing at the top of their lungs, gonna lay down my burdens down by the riverside, gonna study war no more. And on and on and on, because that song was stuck on them. The Lord must have put it on their hearts, and they were singing it nonstop until we had to quiet them down for bedtime. But it's coming from their hearts. And I think our Father looks on us the same way. So I wanted to share that.
Amen. I noticed that at the meetings that both boys are learning the song, the words to the song. I see them mouthing the words to it. And I said, well, praise God. I know they ain't reading it, you know, but you know what? I've seen them open that book, the song book, and sing the words, you know.
That's how I learned to read Russian when I was a child, is to open up the song book and try my best to follow along in the words. And the boys are picking up words out of the song book because they know their alphabet, and they're learning to read, and they're learning the words to the songs. And it's wonderful that they're so interested.
Praise God.
You watch the kids and you learn a little bit. They don't really care to listen to people praise and worship. they like to do it, you know.
They like to praise the Lord. That was Theo's excuse. It's like, why aren't you praise and worshiping? He's like, I don't know the words. I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now we're encouraging him to learn it.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, Samuel. That's awesome. Watch your boys start singing.
I just had this thought. It's definitely from the Lord. Why don't we try a little project? This is just a thought that came to me, probably just for me, to write a poem or a song yourself just from scripture. I mean, and then even if it's a prayer and try to sing out that prayer. I mean, that's what all the old hymns and stuff were from. To praise the Lord, I felt, wow, that's something, I think that's encouraging. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's a good idea. Y'all can do that. And then bring it and sing it. A lot of our Shining Chains is Psalms. A lot of their songs are made out of Psalms. All right. Anyone else? Yeah, I'd like to do that, Simon. I'll just make me up a song. I don't know. Who's going to do the music? Oh, my. Anyone else? That's a project for every Thursday night. Everybody come prepared to give your song, your own song, your own private little song. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Go ahead, Benjamin, before I get started here.
Oh, keep going.
No,
is this like a special assignment that you want us to do for next Tuesday?
Well, every Thursday, somebody come up with a good song. That'd be fine. Or everybody come up with one. That'd be fine too. Some of the songs that, like, who was it mentioned, the Revelation song? The Revelation song here, they will continue with instrumental, and we'll sing in the spirit sometimes. And that's an awesome presence of God when you do that, when we've done that before. Awesome presence. And we do it with other songs too. Go ahead, Andrew.
What's that verse there where you're supposed to be praying and psalming and songs and spiritual songs to the Lord? You know, I guess the Lord could even give you a song or just maybe a few verses by yourself. You know, I'm sure that has happened to people here where the Lord will just give you a song, you know, just to sing.
Yeah. Amen. Now, Andrew, I know that you sing. So I'm going to looking forward to seeing what your song is next week.
I did have a spiritual song once, and I actually remembered the words to it. It's just one phrase. That's it. Repeated over and over again. But
yeah,
it was something that the Lord just did to me a long time ago. I just wrote it down one day. I'm not going to sing it.
We've got a couple of ladies here that have written a lot of songs. That's Sue and Debbie. So I know Sue's got a big repertoire of songs that she wrote herself. She's got a beautiful voice, just kind of a small voice. So does Debbie. Debbie's got a beautiful voice. I do. when everybody else is singing and can't hear me, that's when I have a good voice. All right. Anybody else? So, yeah, Phil.
Maybe I need some prayer. I really struggle with the praise and worship. I've been so conditioned to filter everything. You know, we were raised, drums are evil, electrical guitars are evil. You know, you're only supposed to play the harp. The piano barely slides by, you know. And that's I understand that's you know, just legalism, and you know, the people that would sing in church would have soundtracks that had drums in them, right? As long as it's on a soundtrack, it's okay. But if it's a real drum, then that's bad, right? I understand that's an issue, but I don't know if I even could explain it. Like, I love to praise and worship the Lord, but it's just this old conditioning that really weighs on me, you know? Yeah. It's just this, like, I don't have the freedom. Like, sometimes I do, you know? Sometimes I'm like, you know what? I don't care. I'm just going to praise the Lord. And I have to fight that battle every single time, you know? Maybe it's just condemnation sitting on me. I don't know. But I'd like to be freed of it. If you could just pray.
You fixing to get free of it. We all go to agree here. Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Phil and Lana or anybody else that might be having this problem. We break the power of this religious spirit and we command it to go from them right now. In Jesus' name, and I thank you, Father, for freedom to worship you in a way that you want and not what religion wants. And I thank you for it, Father God, and I praise you for it, Lord. Glory be to God that Theo and everybody else is free to worship you, Lord, in truth and spirit, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, boy, we're going to see a different feel come Friday night, tomorrow night. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I remember the first time, Phil, when I first got saved, this small guy came in dressed in a white suit, and he sat right across from me. Now, you think that wasn't God? He sat right across from me, and I could tell he was pool ball ball. I mean, he didn't have a hair on his head. But he was very flamboyant looking. And when there was a song that, you know, when the singer started coming, and if it was a good song that he liked, man, he was up there, he was praising God, and I could see him waving back and forth. I said, look at him. He's not chained up like the rest of these guys in this church, you know. And he was visiting. That's what he was. And I hooked up with him, of course. And he was full gospel. And I knew, I kind of figured that. I said, I bet that guy's Assembly of God or something like that. You know, anyway, I hooked up with him. And I said, what's your name, boy? He told me what his name. I forget now. It's been 25 years ago. But I hooked up. He was an evangelist, and he loved our church. We had a good worship, but nobody would, you know, raise your hands until he came over. When he started doing that, well, you know what happened. I started doing it, too, because I like the freedom. I like to do, you know. And even one time, I saw a guy on the second row in the center section of this 400-plus Baptist, 400-plus people Baptist church, get up. He was praising God. He got up on the pew and jumped over the pew in front of him. This was the first pew in the church up there in the center. How's that going? And he was a dentist. I said, look at this, boy. Go on with your freedom, boy. And that just freed me all up, man. I knew right then that. You know, and I liked that church. I liked it because we have some spontaneous things like that happen. That's the church I saw the Holy Spirit come in and fill everybody up in the sanctuary. And I took it to the pastor. And he told me, Michael, I believe everything you told me is the truth. He said, but that's just not my ministry. Well, it was. He just didn't know it was not the time yet. Because about a year later, less than a year later, he got filled with the Holy Ghost. Or he's got kicked out of the Baptist church, got kicked out of that $100,000 a year job. But he didn't mind. Praise God. Yeah, thank you, Lord, for freedom for everybody. To glorify you, Father, to praise God. And it is. It's a freedom. Glory to God, because we don't look at anybody else. We just close our eyes and look at you, Lord. Praise God. That's all that matters. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else? Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody in here not happy? Somebody's lying because I don't see a bunch of smiles on nobody's face. Come on now.
you all have to be happy because you're all blessed beyond your wildest dreams. Yeah. You got all those 9 blessings in Matthew chapter 5. So
that's it. That's it. Praise God.
You have the last blessing in Revelation 22:14.
Yep.
And you got to have those keys. You do have those keys to get in that gate in Revelation 22:14. The gates and they will enter by the gates into the city. So, and blessed they that wash their robes, and theirs shall be the authority over the tree of life, and they shall enter by the gates into the city. And you get the keys. And Peter's not the only one with the keys here. This is a blessing. And this blessing is for us, because blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. But you have access to this tree of life. You just have to wash your robes. But it's not us. It's our faith in the new man in us that does this. And he does. I did my laundry today, but I don't think it's that close there, because we got to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust there. Now the flesh gets excited by the one who tries to climb on your back and put those basic thoughts in your mind, and you may even think that they're your thoughts, but they're not. So you got to overcome them, and you got to bring them down. You got to step on that serpent, because he attacks your mind. The serpents attack the mind. When you get bit by a real serpent, you go loopy in the head. When you get bit by a bug, a scorpion, it attacks that. I'm sure someone got a bee sting. It attacks that part of your body. It'll swell up there. Scorpion beats you. Hits you in the leg. It's going to interrupt the walk. And it could be even a corporate walk. And that's what's happening in the church. They didn't step on the scorpion. They didn't step on the serpent. The serpent came in. Hey, let's have a flyaway pre-tribulation rapture. No one stepped on it, and now it's in there. And you wonder why they're kind of having all this other stuff nowadays. And I'm only 60, in my early 60s, and things have happened in my lifetime, like we discussed when we were reading that book together, the book about the women, and now it's something natural that's in the church, and that was not there. You know, when I was a teenager, it was never heard of. It was no. Anyway, so corporately, someone can step it on for us, because we all pray together, and. Independently, we have the authority to step on it too. But together is better, because there's more than one making the same petition. Praise the glory to God.
Amen. I know there's one denomination out there that won't allow any instruments in their sanctuary. But you know what's happened here just in the last few years is that the young people are getting a hold of it and they're imitating the instruments. And it is, some of them are so, yeah, it sounds like a band behind the people that are singing. And all it is these kids are getting together and one will sound like a drum, the other will sound like a guitar, and another will sound like a harmonica. It is awesome. It is awesome what the kids have done. Okay, mom and daddy, you won't let me bring my instrument in here. I'm going to use my voice as an instrument, glory to God. And here we go. And they've done it. And they're letting them do it too. That's what's amazing. It is awesome.
You know, isn't there a psalm that talks about you should be praising him on stringed instruments? I know there's a psalm there somewhere.
You're talking about religion here. We're not talking about Christianity. Okay. Yeah. Well, they don't believe in the Holy Spirit either. You know, there's a bunch of them don't believe the Holy Spirit baptism. But the singing was, I've heard some of them, boy, they are great. They are great. The one little group, the drummer guy sounded just like a drum. I don't know how he was doing that, but he sounded just like a drum and the cymbals. And then another one sounded like a flute. I'm telling you, it was awesome. Has anybody else ever heard him do that? Singing Acapulco. Not Acapulco, for goodness sake. What is acapella? Excuse me. I got stern. Y'all see where you see where I want to go. Oh, me. No, I don't care anything about going down to Mexico. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. We thank you, Father, for our heart for you, Lord, that wherever we are, whatever we're doing, we can tune in to you and just worship you like you want us to. And that's with our whole heart. Thank you, Father, whoever's playing. And we praise you, Father, for doing that for each of us. Thank you, Lord. All right, anybody else? Oh, music. What about, what's the one down there in Australia? Is that Bethel? No. Hillsong. Yeah. Are they into all that stuff? LGBTQ and all of that? They woke. Anybody know? I don't know much about them other than they got some good songs. Samuel ought to know about them.
No, we don't really know. Sorry.
Okay. I know they put out a lot of songs over the years. Put a lot of songs out. All right. Good songs, just lyric-wise, mostly. All right, what's your best song? I guess we can go that route for about 20 minutes here. What's the best song you like? Which one stirs your spirit up the most? Yeah, Julie.
I like Paul Wilbur, Jerusalem Arise. I like that whole album.
Yeah. That album, Jerusalem Arise, I can't tell you how many hundreds of times I've listened to that thing, and it's still great. That's one good. And that was put out when, Jerry, back 2002 or something like that. Maybe in the 90s, I don't know. Yeah, I like that too, Monroe. Yeah, Missy.
Monroe put one up there by Esther Mew, but I like, what I like of hers is Isaiah 62. It's the whole chapter, and it's so beautiful. I love it. It's just.
Which one is it? Missy, I missed it.
Isaiah 62.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That is my topmost favorite of hers.
Yeah. Samuel, that's one of my favorites too. I listen to that a lot. I listened to, do you watch the video with the actor going, doing up there in the Holy of Heart? Yeah, me too. I like that. Anybody else? Praise You in the Storm. That's a great one too. I like that one. I like to sing that one. Well, I like to sing them all, for goodness sake. That's a good one, Joe. All Who Are Thirsty. I like it too. You Are My Hiding Place by Lana. That's a good one too. I didn't know you put that out, Lana. Messi, you're unmuted.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot the name. But anyway, I like that one too that I was just singing.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I like a lot of those people in songs I sang out there too. What is it, the praise song? Oh gosh. Anybody else got a favorite? I like Take Me In by Juanita Bynum. Y'all ever heard that? She sings it about as good as anybody, if not better than mine. Yeah, I like that one too. Every Breath is Praise. That's people in song, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good one. I love that song. I like that singer on there. What's the black guy's name? Him. I like him. And Micah, what's his name? He's got one out, the big guy. He's got one out where he sings about people getting free. Yeah, Micah Taylor. You seen that one about him where he sings about the people getting free and coming out of prison and they're coming into Christ? Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah, Barbara, I like Charity Gale. Also, she's got some good song. Yeah, Missy.
I like Charity Gale's Thank You, Jesus, for the Blood or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really good.
What, there's something that she and what's his name does too. Oh, gosh. I think I've heard of it. Anybody else got a favorite song? What's your favorite song, Joe, other than Robin Mark?
Maybe I'm from Ezekiah Walker.
Hey, come on with it, brother.
I always listen to him. During my praise day, he's almost every time I'm listening to him.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. Yeah.
And that guy, sorry, that other guy, what's his name? This is the day the Lord has made. What's that guy's name? This is the day. I'm not listening.
This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yeah, I don't know.
That song that we played the other night, Judy, by Nicky Mullins. What is that?
I don't know. But I was just thinking what Joe said. I think that Keith Green, that little medley, this is the day the Lord has made. Yeah, Keith Green.
Yeah, that's a good Open Eyes of My Heart's a good one. That's an older one.
Michael.
Yeah. But yeah, Joe.
I don't listen to, well, I love singing with the Lord during a couple of days, so that's not a problem. But what I want to ask is, like, for instance, you tell about that guy was on a Grammy or something. I don't know about it. So I would like to say, what people might know go to listen to. Well, I don't know. I don't know the name.
Is that called the Legends something? I can't remember the name of it. The Legends of Nashville or something like that. I don't remember. What's his name is on? Two guys that really do most of the singing. The guy is tatted up and the other guy that's a little younger. He's the guy that sings about his prayer. And his son coming in there and didn't want to interrupt him. He said, no, come on in, you know. You remember that? Yeah, okay. I can't think of the name of him, Joe. But they played at the Grammys, and the Grammys was all about satanic worship. There's a lot of satanic stuff going on here. They shouldn't have been there. And they're not kids. These are guys, you know, in the 30s. Some of them in their 20s, but most of them, like one guy, I know he's up in his 30s. Now, I don't know how long he's been a Christian, but he's a good singer. He just got hooked up with the wrong bunch.
Well, that's
Lion. You remember that song, Lion?
Yeah, the guy that sings it.
All right, go ahead, Joe.
I just want to ask, on Thursday nights, we listen to most people pick songs that they listen to. Do we all agree on most of the songs there, or is it some songs that's not scriptural? Do you understand what I'm asking, Julie?
I think Joe's asking if, like, on Thursdays when we have our Thursday night worship, that everyone brings a song that we listen to that's scriptural.
Are they scriptural? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm asking, yeah. All of them. Yeah.
I don't go through them. I get them. I should. I don't know a lot of the groups. I don't know their names, you know. But the ones that I am familiar with, I'll stop them if I can. That group, now I used to play their songs, but when I found out they were in the Grammys, alongside the Satanists in there, I quit listening to them. I can't think of the name of the band or the guy himself right now. But I'll certainly take a close. Everybody look to see the songs that you send in are scriptural to begin with the lyrics. And some of the songs have been sent in that weren't even scriptural, but they had a good tune. Well, if we can't go by good tunes anymore, we got a little bit tighter standards, I guess, because God is, No, that's not. That's the name of the song in Lion, not Lion of Judah. Um, Lima gin is okay, I think. Yeah, I think so. I think so, Andrew. Is that who it was? Somebody?
Yeah, it was Maverick City that was at the most recent Grammys.
Elevation Worship.
Oh, my bad.
Elevation Worship, sure it was. Yeah. Yeah,
Gina. I think it was both.
Was what?
I think it was both those groups.
Both of them were there. Okay. All right. I wish I could think of that guy's name that was doing the singing. Yeah, Julie.
Wasn't that Brandon something, and I can't think of his
name. That was one of them. Brandon something or other.
Brandon Lake.
Lake.
Brandon Lake. Yeah, and then the other guy. What's his name? Brandon Lake was a younger looking guy, and the other guy was named something else. Anyway. Yeah, Julie.
I've been kind of thinking about that, about the whole Grammy thing and all that. And I think it's just all part of the whole, it's all being perverted by the Satan, you know, the whole Satan worship and stuff, and people seeking the glory of man, winning an award for their music. And I don't know that it used to be, but I think, you know, some people are just being very deceived and defiled by a lot of the things that they're associating with, and the reasons why they're doing what they're doing. It's all just part of the whole entertainment industry and why people are doing what they're doing. And I just think it's become, you know, you have to look at the whole individual person and group and all of that. And there's still some really good music out there, but, you know, where do you draw the line? There's stuff that comes out of a lot of these groups we've already mentioned tonight. I think a lot of their music is wonderful. It's really great. I think it has worshiped, you know, really, it glorifies the Lord. Sometimes it takes me into the presence of the Lord, you know, because it's coming from my heart. But, you know, there's stuff that's, I think a lot of those groups started out maybe on the right path, but they just got perverted by the whole industry and, you know, the temptations, you know, greed and fame. And I think that Brandon Lake, he's a preacher's kid. So, you know, you just never know.
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of them through the years that got polluted because of the money that they were making and the things that the publishers wanted them to do in order to make more money for them. And they would compromise and go ahead and do it. And it's just, Amy Grant's a prime example. Another one was a great, great singer, and I can't think of it. Sandy Patty was another one. Well, she was more of a country singer. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't know how she is now. I think she's, I don't know. I don't know much about her except that she's made a lot of money singing country songs. I'll tell you, one of the best albums I've ever heard was, one of them is Elvis Presley's gospel song. And Aretha Franklin has some good gospel music out there. And both of them are dead. Yeah, well, except for Elvis. Now, you got to wait and see about Elvis, you know. They say he's alive and well in Benton, Arkansas. Go ahead, Andrew.
This is just something that I thought about the other day. Because of this whole Grammy thing and music and whatnot. And that, I think it was chapter 4 in Matthew, where the devil tempted Jesus with money and fame. And so if he's going to use, one example, I'm sure the devil has made this deal with other people in our lifetime. And, you know, I don't want to throw a name out there just in case it's just not true, but I've heard like big names of people that are in these satanic groups that go to these satanic parties and whatnot. And these are like just big name people. And I'm like, what? There's no way they go because they look all innocent and whatnot in front of the camera. And then I'm like, these people are what?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very eye-opening because it's like there's only, there's a big way to just like convert like youth and like people that are just very innocent and ignorant. And the best way to do that is through music and entertainment. And so if you can hook the entertainment industry, you know, like you got the younger generation pretty much, because you know they don't want to listen to their moms and dads anymore. They want to look at a music video. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that money's a big draw, you know, for a young kid that's starting out. And if they're good, you know, it, Chris Brown. Terry had it. Chris Brown was the tatted guy. I think that was him. Yeah, that's the, Terry, that's the church I was referring to. I'm not going to say it, but. Yeah, she likes Hezekiah Walker too. You know, all the good folks like Hezekiah Walker and every praise. I'm just saying. Oh boy. Amen. I think it's star 6, Terry, on your phone. Isn't that right? To unmute and mute is star 6. Yeah, there it is. You got it.
Okay. Okay, thanks. I'll do that next time.
Okay. All right. You sound a lot better, girl. You sound a lot better.
Yes,
praise God.
Thank you. Praise God. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, okay. We're getting close to closing time here. Anybody got any prayer requests before we close out tonight? Samuel's got 1 Corinthians 10:20-21. But I say that the things which the nations sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I would not that you should have communion with demons. You cannot drink the Lord's cup and a cup of demons. You cannot partake of the Lord's table and of a table of demons. Amen. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's good advice there, Samuel. Also, he said, also ask the Lord to reveal to you what spirit is singing through each person. Those songs that you picked for Thursday night, the last Thursday night in the month. Just be sure and be aware now that we've talked about it a little bit, of what songs you pick to, turn in to, utilize for that Thursday night. We want to be in God's will all the time. We're not trying to set a law here, but we do want to be in God's will, and we want everybody to be blessed. How many of y'all like blessings? Oh, I do. Glory to God. I love blessings. Man, I love them so much. Well, Father, I thank you for blessing all my brothers and sisters tonight with good night's sleep, waking up in the morning, supernaturally supercharged and ready to go. And I thank you for it, Father. And I thank you, Lord, that Joe's going to have the rest of his night tonight. It's going to be an awesome time with you, Lord. And I thank you, Father, for giving him another vision or two tomorrow. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping all of us to glorify you in spirit. And I thank you, Father, for placing it in our heart to speak in this, to sing in the spirits too. Speak in the spirits a lot. Thank you, Father, for giving us that gift. And Lord, I ask that you interpret after we get through everything that we prayed. And I praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that the next time we come together, the gifts are going to be in operation in Jesus' name. And I thank you for protecting everybody here from the onslaught of the enemy that's being defeated even as we speak in Jesus' name. Well, good night, everybody. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night.